And next week, we will be broadcasting from Kansas City. And to help us get ready on this week's Here and Now DJ Sessions, we're going to take a look at the history of Kansas City's famous jazz scene.
I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City.
Chuck Haddix is DJ and host of The Fish Fry on KCUR. He's also curator of the Mar Sound Archives at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and author of Kansas City Jazz and Bird, The Life and Music of Charlie Parker. So he's an expert. Chuck, welcome to Here and Now.
Good to be here with you today.
And put this in context for us. When people think of influential jazz cities, where does Kansas City rank?
Well, Kansas City was one of four cradles of jazz. Jazz was born in New Orleans, traveled by rail to Chicago, and then moved on to New York and then Kansas City. And Kansas City developed a very unique style of jazz. It evolved very quickly from ragtime to bebop in a 20-year period of time between 1920 and 1940. In 1920, James Scott composed "Don't Jazz Me Rag, I'm Music." By 1940, Charlie Parker was playing bebop in the Jay McShann Band.
All right, well, let's get to some of the music. This is Moton Swing, performed by Benny Moton and his Kansas City Orchestra. Now, Benny Moton was a pianist and band leader from Kansas City. Why did you choose this song to start?
Well, this really heralds in the golden age of Kansas City's hard swinging style. It was recorded in Camden, New Jersey, 1932, at the end of a long, hard tour east. And they had become stranded in the East Coast and had to hitch a ride to the recording session. And they were so hungry that right before it, they cooked up a stew and stood around a pool table and dipped bread in the stew before they went into the session. And this is based on the changes of the pop standard "You're Driving Me Crazy," and it contains all the hallmarks of the Kansas City style. Also, this was recorded in 1932, 3 years before the king of swing, Benny Goodwin, would make his debut nationally, and swing would enter the national vernacular.
And what is the difference between swing and ragtime?
Well, ragtime is a piano music that is strictly composed. The ragtime professors would write out their music, and they didn't want any variation on that music, whereas jazz is an improvised art form, particularly swing. And in the Kansas City tradition, the bands used what they called head arrangements, arrangements that were memorized or sketched out, and they would collectively improvise upon that head arrangement.
All right, well, Benny Moton's band included Count Basie, and the next song we have is another song with Count Basie. This is called 1 o'clock Jump. Now, Count Basie wrote this song in 1937 based on a number of musical riffs from his fellow band members. You can hear those repeated phrases there. Was that a main feature of Kansas City jazz?
Yeah, the contrasting riffs and solos, outstanding solos, and a driving rhythm section, really the hallmark of the Kansas City style. Basie actually wrote this as a member of the Benny Moton Band along with Eddie Durham. and Buster Smith. And originally it was called Blue Balls. And they were in broadcasting one night, and the announcer said, "What's the next selection?" And Basie said, "Blue Balls." And he said, "You can't say that over the air." So he looked up, legend has it, he looked up at the clock. It was 1 o'clock, so he called it 1 o'clock jump.
Can we say now, that over the air? I don't know if we can. But we just did, so there you go.
I think, to quote Cole Porter, anything goes today pretty much. But it does have those infectious riffs that are really the hallmark. And also has a very relaxed swing. By the time Basie came on the scene in 1937, swing had become rather stale. And Basie really redefined it with this particular hit, 1 O'Clock Jump. And it was also the big hit that established the band nationally.
All right, well, let's go now to the song Roll 'em Pete. This is by Pete Johnson and Big Joe Turner.
I've got a gal, lives up on that hill. I've got a gal, lives up on that hill. Well, they both try to quit me, Lord, but I love her still. She got eyes like diamond teeth, shine like lime dyed gold. Got eyes like diamond teeth, shine like lime dyed gold. Every time she loves me, you send my mellow soul.
Now that's Big Joe Turner singing there. Why did you choose this song?
Well, it typifies the blues and boogie-woogie that was the foundation of the Kansas City style. Big Joe was a singing bartender, and Pete Johnson was featured on the keyboards, and sometimes they would roll the blues for 128 choruses and not repeat themselves, and this really kind of captures that, what I call the intemperate spirit of Kansas City jazz.
And they could be found, Johnson and Turner could be found at the Sunset Club in Kansas City, one of many at the time.
Oh, yeah, Kansas City. Musicians flocked here because the city was lorded over by a corrupt democratic machine that fostered, well, basically graft, corruption, and clubs. And so musicians from the Southwest flocked to Kansas City because they could work here. They found work here. Mary Lou Williams recalls 50 clubs featuring live music between 12th and 18th Street.
So it was a party town.
It's definitely a party town. It's known as the Paris of the Plains, not for our broad boulevards and fountains, but for the kind of laissez-faire attitudes of the citizens, their indifference to all the wild things happening in Kansas City during that time.
All right, we have time for one more, and this is the saxophone player Charlie Parker. Everybody knows Charlie Parker. This is called Yardbird Suite. I said everybody knows Charlie Parker, but did you know that Charlie Parker was born in Kansas City in 1920, born and raised there?
In many ways, Charlie Parker is a culmination of the Kansas City tradition. He was really schooled during late-night cutting contests where musicians gathered in these clubs and jammed, and that's really where he was a great soloist as a result. He was also the inventor of bebop. Yardbird Suite was originally written by Bird when he was a member of the McShann Band. The band had been on tour down south, and he was brutalized by a policeman. And he, in response, wrote a song called What Price Love, which later became Yardbird Suite. And it's really Bird at his most lyrical.
So we've been talking about all of these classic jazz musicians from Kansas City. What's the jazz scene like there now?
Jazz scene's very strong now. You can go out and hear jazz any night of the week at several different clubs. The Green Lady Lounge packs them in every night, and so does the Phoenix and the Blue Room. And a lot of that's fueled by Bobby Watson, who's head of the UMKC Jazz Department. And he attracts all the young players from across the country. They come and want to study with Bobby, and they go out into the community and jam, just as musicians have in Kansas City back in the 1920s. Shall we say the tradition jams on?
Well, hopefully we will be able to take in some jazz next week in Kansas City when we are there broadcasting Wednesday and Thursday. Chuck Haddix, DJ and host of The Fish Fry on KCUR, thank you so much. We look forward to visiting.
Looking forward to seeing you.
And again, you can hear us from Kansas City next week.